As the number of people affected by Ebola virus spirals, WFP is scaling up massively its emergency operation to provide food assistance and to provide its logistic expertise to all the humanitarian community. We have the expertise, we have a huge logistic department, and we have the know-how. Everything which we can do, we will do, and we will do better.
What about in terms of delivering food, those in the affected countries, especially in the areas that are worst affected, are they able to access food?
WFP so far has provided food to over 4,000 people in the three countries, Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. Often we use house to house, one family at a time, to avoid the spread of the disease. This is not the same kind of food distribution. There is no food distribution point, but we try to avoid people gathering to get the food. It's a new way. We have started on the 25th of August to provide food to over 1 million people in the three affected countries, and we will do so for 6 months.
The outbreak is being described as being exceptional. What exceptional things is WFP doing to respond to this outbreak?
We are shifting our gears to keep up with this huge challenge. That's why we are not only delivering food, but also we scale up logistic support. We have the planes, helicopter and ships, and we also build treatment center, warehouses. We are trying to fix airstrips. The humanitarian air service, managed by WFP, has also opened a new air corridor between Dakar, Accra, Freetown, Monrovia, and Conakry. And as of today, over 500 passengers, humanitarian staff, of course, have been transported through the affected countries. We also transported almost 7 tons of cargo for 25 organizations, including equipment, gloves, chlorine, all kind of medical equipment. It's not only food. We are trying to be the link between the humanitarian community to act better. Of course, our staff is trained. And also, we contracted a ship, which is currently in Cotonou. This ship is loaded with 7,000 tons of rice and will be transported to Monrovia and Freetown.
I don't know whether you have enough volunteers on the ground or the fear of the Ebola virus has stopped people from volunteering to do humanitarian work.
We can say that all humanitarian workers, health workers working now in the three affected countries are heroes. We have seen, on the contrary, many volunteers coming and proposing their help and their work. We have over 350 people, national, international staff from WFP working in those countries, and this number is going to increase. We have 50 additional staff deployed to those countries. And when we do vulnerability assessment on the food security, instead of going house to house, we use new technology, we use mobile phone to track the impact of the crisis on food security. For instance, in Sierra Leone, we have launched an SMS system for a total sample of 800 households, and we call them to ask them how they cope with the crisis. Do they have enough food? How many meals they have? And it's a way to have a kind of snapshot of the food security situation in those countries to avoid the spread of the virus. But all our staff has been trained, equipped, and trying to take less risk as possible.
Is there going to be a food crisis in these affected countries?
We are quite concerned because the economic impact of the Ebola crisis might be very important. So far, we have seen that the market are interrupted. People do not have enough cash now, and the agricultural sector might be very heavily impacted. All these facts will have a huge and negative impact on the food security in those countries.